Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, let's begin today by taking a look at some of the prices since harvest, beginning with wheat.
Well, if you look at wheat prices, back around June, they were $6.90. By July, they'd fell to $6.21, August to $6, September to $5.56, and then pretty much wallowing around with October at $5.62 and November at $5.76.
And what have you been tracking in terms of soybean and corn prices?
Well, you look at corn prices, they've been more than anything on an uptrend, down from August to September, $3.46, down to $3.25, October at $3.30, and then they've rallied back up to $3.60 in November. If you look at soybeans, October was $8.75, and they've had, remember we talked about that little uptrend, to $9.53 for current prices.
Now, in terms of the futures market, what's your take there, and also start with wheat?
Well, if you're looking at wheat, you just got a sideways pattern, that Kansas City March contract. Right now it's trading between $6 and $6.20. In other words, support at $6, resistance at $6.20. We break the $6, we'll go down to $5.80. Break $5.80, we'll go to $5.50. On the other side, if we can break out the top, that resistance at $6.20, it'll go up to somewhere around $6.60 would be the next target.
And corn, how's it look in the futures market?
Corn's trading between $3.70 and $4, right now around $3.80. If it breaks that $3.70, it's got support at $3.60 and $3.48. If it breaks the $4 up, it'll targets a $4.10, and then $4.50 if it can get through that $4.10.
And last but not least, soybeans on the futures market?
Soybeans trading between 10 and 10.80. If it breaks the 10, you got 9.50 and then 9.12 for support prices. If it breaks out 10, then you've got to resistance at around 11.20, something like that.
And with this in mind, what are your price expectations?
Well, all three of those prices are pretty much in a sideways pattern. We're coming up on Thanksgiving or we're in the holiday periods. Normally just get prices wallowing around. You'll get little rallies or you'll get little valleys in there. Don't expect much over the holiday period. It's really when we get into January 1 and after that prices will establish an up or down trend.
And then we often hear you say invest a third and a third and a third as your strategy. Where are we now in terms of marketing season?
Well, if you're dealing in wheat, you should be on the final third. You may be looking at pricing, 2015 wheat, start with a 10 or 20% level there. On corn and beans, more than likely you sell all of those at harvest rather than doing the third and a third and a third.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. We'll see you again next week.